And now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Kansas is known for wind, especially when it comes to wind power. Wind is closing in on coal as a source of energy in the state. Now nearly 40% of the electricity in Kansas comes from wind. And there's a new crop of investors, big Fortune 500 companies, that are betting on wind power in Kansas. Here to fill us in on that story is Brian Grimmett. He's the energy and environment reporter at KMUW and the Kansas News Service based in Wichita. Brian, welcome to Science Friday.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So there's this big new wind project called the Solomon Forks Wind Farm. Target and T-Mobile are buying energy directly from this project through something called a virtual purchase power agreement. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, so it's basically a contract. So these corporations decide to buy a certain amount of power from that's generated at this wind facility at a set price. What that allows them to do is, so they've purchased this electricity, and then they can sell that into the regional electric grid at whatever the daily prices, because the way the regional grid here works is it's a market and the prices go up and down depending on the needs. And so it's kind of this investment that that these companies are making in wind, a chance to make some money.
It's a chance to make some money, maybe a chance to lose some money. Why would a company like, say, Target be interested in becoming an energy wholesaler?
There are a couple reasons. One, it's a good PR move. It allows them to say, I think for the Solomon Wind Farm project, that they're going to say that 150 of their stores are going to be powered by the electricity that's generated from this power purchase agreement. That doesn't mean that the wind is being connected directly into this wind farm, but it does allow them to say that and have that kind of PR vision. And then again, because of the cost to develop wind has come down so far, it's a cheap option now, and so it's a good time to make that investment because they can get a good fixed price from these developers. And yeah, there is a risk that the price that they've set isn't what they can sell it for, but they're willing to take that risk.
So PR is the big thing, kind of like that Budweiser Super Bowl ad that many of us saw. How is this different from a company buying a renewable energy credit? How is that different?
It's a little different because, for one, a lot of times it's cheaper to do it this way. And the other thing is that renewable energy credits don't necessarily lead to any new wind development. They're buying something that's already there, and it's just kind of a piece of paper. But with this, by doing a virtual power purchase agreement, they're actually helping to make sure that a new wind project is created. And that's important to a lot of these companies, too. They've got these climate goals, sure, and they could do that with credits, but they want to make sure that something is actually happening with their investment. And this is one way to make sure that some new construction happens.
And the wind companies like this too, right?
Yeah, for the wind companies, they get an assurance that they have a buyer for their electricity. And yeah, it might be at a set price, but that's good for them as they try to get financing to build the thing in the first place.
The utility companies, how are they feeling about this?
The utility companies are just kind of, they're watching it and seeing how it works. I mean, for them, it's not too big of an impact at this point. It could be in the future. The major utility company here in Kansas, there are several, but the big one is Westar Energy, and they've actually created their own similar type program. They're allowing big corporations they're building a wind farm now, and they're allowing corporations to buy parts of that. And instead of doing it on kind of this power purchase agreement type deal, what they're doing is they're eliminating the fuel cost that these corporations would normally be paying. This is an added tariff based on the price of natural gas or coal, but they'll remove that from people who purchase wind energy and give them a set long-term fixed price. And in the end, a lot of corporations are being able to save, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it this way.
It's very interesting. Brian Grimmett is the energy and environment reporter at KMUW and the Kansas News Service based in Wichita. Brian, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.